Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Mike Duggan got the call from voters in Detroit last night to be the mayor of the troubled city.
The vast majority of people in this city want the politics of us versus them divisiveness behind us. And now we're going to rebuild the city with the talents of everyone.
You can hear it in his voice. He's got his work cut out for him. Who would want this job? A state-appointed emergency manager has been running the day-to-day operations of Detroit since it declared bankruptcy. Aside from ribbon cuttings and going to luncheons at the Garden Club, what can a mere mayor do in the city right now? Quinn Kleinfelder is reporter for WDET. Duggan is apparently thrilled to nab the worst job in the universe, Quinn.
In many respects, that's kind of true. You know, there's a lot of talk that there may not be the emergency manager for that long a period of time. He had an 18-month window that he was supposed to be operating. One of the reasons that they've pushed the city so quickly into a bankruptcy filing situation. And then the mayor and city council, under law, can vote him out, which everyone, including the emergency manager, believes would be the case. So it's a 4-year mayoral term, at least 3 of those. The mayor may have some form of control. On the other hand, there's a emergency financial review board that the state has put in place that could stay there long after the emergency manager. So, yeah, you know, it's very possible that the mayor and the city council of Detroit are going to have little say over the finances of the city for any time in the future.
Mike Duggan, first white mayor of the city of Detroit since 1974. Was he a minority candidate?
And yeah, he actually, in the primary race, he was. And it was somebody that it seemed to go beyond race in this case. When you would go out and talk to people on the streets, a lot of times they would say, you know, it's not black, it's not white, it's green. We need money. The city is flat broke, facing $18 billion at least in long-term debt. And Duggan has had a reputation as being able to turn around companies. He was the former CEO of the Detroit Medical Center, which is a chain of hospitals that was doing pretty poorly until Duggan took it over. And he touted that he was able to turn around situations. And so if and when a mayor actually would get any modicum of control, he would be the man that would be able to try to right the financial ship. That seemed to play with people. I spoke, for instance, with a person named Sterling Turner, who's one of Duggan's supporters, and he says the turnaround experience was paramount over any other aspect.
It doesn't matter if the man is white, black, orange, or yellow. We need somebody who's going to come in our city, who's going to lead our city, and not only just him as a leader, us as our residents, taking care of our neighborhoods when we do have houses built, try to talk to these gang members about trying to form a gang truce. So no matter what he's going to do, what his plan is, he can't do it on his own. It's going to take us as a city.
And Duggan does have a plan. He says he thinks he can talk the governor of Michigan to try to get out of the emergency manager situation much more quickly than is anticipated.
Well, he has the job. He has a plan. Is there a city mandate, a real consensus about moving forward, or do we get back into the divisive politics that really have characterized the last decade?
The divisiveness is still there. There has often been the use of trying to say that Detroit, which is like 85% African-American, doesn't want any interlopers coming in. Sometimes that's been a code word for race. Sometimes it's been a code word for the suburbs or a code word for anybody that's not from Detroit. So that has always been an issue that's come up at times. But in the moment now, it is a little bit different. In fact, there's almost a sense of ennui, if you want to put it that way, among many of the voters. They, as you stated right off the bat, realized very strongly that the mayor and the city council really don't have a whole heck of a lot of authority right now. And the turnout kind of reflected that. It was a fairly anemic turnout, about 25% of the eligible voters. A few years back, Kwame Kilpatrick was in the midst of scandal. There was about a 22% turnout then. But typically, it's been, you know, mid-30s, 37, 40% turnout. And this race was far from that.
A wait-and-see attitude there on the part of voters who didn't turn out in droves. But Mike Duggan is the mayor of Detroit. Quinn Kleinfelder, reporter for WDET in Detroit. Thanks, Quinn.
Thank you, John.